Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a loaded edition of Rampage Rant Sunday Night Slam. We will be joining you momentarily. Please don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Notorious, so notorious.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Rampage Rants here tonight on the Evolution Radio Network. I am Sadistic Sean Day, but I will be joined by one of my co-hosts, hopefully momentarily, maybe both. And tonight we're going to bring you some topics that just couldn't wait. We had some things come up on Thursday that did not allow us to broadcast. So tonight we'll be bringing you about 60 to 90 minutes of an update on kind of what's going on in the wacky world that we call professional wrestling. And there's just going to be so much to talk about here tonight. I want to send a shout out to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who, from what sources they're telling me, he has finished his treatment, last round of treatment. So congratulations to him on that. And so much more to cover here tonight. And, you know, there's just so much going on in the last couple weeks that we're going to be talking about here on this program tonight. As soon as one of my co-hosts gets in, we will start this thing rolling. Well, that was the new option that it gave me. Hello, technology. While we wait, I will play one of our ads. Ah, there she is. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, please welcome my co-host here to the program this evening. She is the reason, well, she'll tell you.
Simply irresistible.
Why don't you introduce yourself, caller?
Why don't I introduce myself? If you don't know who I am, then it's something wrong with your ears. It's Chaotic Katie, the reason why the show will never, ever be a bag of dicks. Ever. Ha-ha.
It's going.
You don't understand. I'm caffeinated. Oh, my God. Breathe, Mother Chucker. Breathe. I'm caffeinated, I've slept, I'm fed, I'm ready to go. Quit choking and get back on air with me. But, yeah, happy frickin' Sunday. We're here on a Sunday to entertain you because we have the time to entertain
yep.
you. We miss you on Thursday, and we have a lot to deal with, and we don't want any overflow from what's going
nope.
on now into Thursday. Unfortunately, he had other things on his agenda today.
Yes, he may join us, he may not. Well, we're going to open tonight with this, and I wish he was here to kind of talk about it, but we got to open with this.
Chip, you know what? You just made the list. Oh, no.
Here we go.
Do we have a shit list this week? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm almost excited here. Oh boy.
Oh boy, do we. You know, we have been wrestling on this PWX now. It seems like an eternity.
PWX? Okay, I thought we were gonna do something else, but that's okay. Well, it's gotta be done. Let's kick some ass.
You know, the thing about it is this. They had an event here a couple weeks ago, the end of July, that they had over at their new little venue in Streeter.
Yep.
And Finn went over there because he wanted to go to the event with some people that he knew. And
yep.
the promoter or the Wild Man Beast, combination of the both, would not come out and face Finn they made the guy that owns this building, whose name is Jay Silver, come out and tell Sin that anybody that was associated with Sean David Hubbard, they did not want at their events. And would not even let Sin buy a ticket to come in and see the event. This Mr. Silver has admitted that he didn't even know who the hell I was.
So he's just doing what whoever paid him to do what he did.
Correct. He's getting paid. From
money,
what I've been...
Yeah. Sean, money talks, bullshit walks. Remember
well,
that.
from what I'm being told, PWX is paying him to do events there. Now, I want to run everybody through this, and this is not me rezzing on PWX again, because I've done that enough. But let's go over the brief history real quick. They were at the Silver Slipper Saloon in Ottawa running all-ages events when they started. They have run the Pit Stick Pavilion.
America has an Ottawa. That's our capital city, you know, like our parliament. You guys have an Ottawa? Very cool. You also have a Vancouver, which is really easy. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. PWX, they're a bunch of friends.
They ran at the Silver Slipper outside the Silver Slipper and Brown Bag Video in Ottawa, Illinois. They ran Pit Stick Pavilion in Ottawa, Illinois. They have ran in Sandwich, Illinois. They have ran in Princeton, Illinois. They have run multiple locations in Streeter, Illinois. And they can't seem to make it work. Now they are in a new building, and it's like one of these wrestlers that Sin and I are friends with said, can they really afford to turn people away? And the answer to that question is no.
Especially if this is coming out of a pandemic. 2 years you didn't have any business. That means no absences. That means no T-shirt sales. That means no beverage sales if you got them. That means no entrance sales. Like, you're turning people away, like, what? I mean, I don't know how many people actually showed up, but a handful is okay, but four handfuls is much better, you know? Like, okay, you promote yourself, why would you turn people away? And, I mean, it's like, oh, my God, and you turn them away and then you don't have the balls to come out and say why? That
well,
burns
we're going to get in.
That burns
we're going to get it. We're going to get into that, too, but the main thing here is that Mr. Jimmy Smooth, the promoter of Powerhouse Wrestling Extreme, has burned through almost every building that they've ever been through or in. And I don't mean that in the financial sense of the word. I mean that they go to multiple buildings, something happens, they're not allowed back. And that is going to keep happening until wrestling in this area is not going to have anywhere to go. There is a scarcity of venues in the area that I live in Illinois now as it is. And first and foremost, I told everybody they were stupid for running before DreamWave. DreamWave will be returning here August 20th. And they are selling tickets like hotcakes because people want to see a quality production.
Yeah.
They want to see a quality matches. They want to see good talent. That they can't
I'm going to tell you
else.
Straight up. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to tell you straight up, okay? When I went and I was supposed to see some wrestling today. Something happened and I couldn't go. But anyways, when I went and saw wrestling in June, I told y'all I saw a barbed wire match, my first live barbed wire match. And it was the most intense thing I've ever seen. And you could tell by production that they didn't have a whole hell of a lot of money, but oh my God, did that company have heart? They had run-ins. They had everything. You know, and that's, I mean, they filled the bar. The bar holds, I'd say, about 100, 150 people, right? And they filled the bar. We came, and we came from everywhere in Ontario. So
now,
that's what you do. They don't care. They do not care who comes to their show. As long as you don't start shit, come to our show. And that's the way it should be. None of this, oh, I don't like you and your friends can't come either. You know what? That's high school playground bullshit, and I won't put up with that. Why don't you just go get yourself some football varsity jackets or Leatherman sweaters and just have your own little club of who can join?
Well,
who can come and have fun with you? No, hold on, Sean, that's it. Okay, no, you don't pull the shit. I don't care how he feels about you. I understand what went on. I get why you don't get along. But you know what? Can't handle the truth? You shouldn't be the way you are. I mean, I don't know if that's the way he is now, but you could still be charged up to 25 years. Here he's 25 years. Actually, it's no statutory anymore. But
correct. That's what it is here in Illinois again. So
yeah, if you wanted to, like seriously, Sean, if you wanted to, you could still charge that son of a gun. You totally could. But you know what? That just shows the caliber of person and people that you had to deal with. And you're far better than that, and you've learned a lot. You're not going off like you used to. Like, Sean, you know, anybody who's a regular listener to the show understands that Sean likes to rant. I love it because he gets me going, too, and he loves it when I get going, and I love when he get going and get going together, and everything's fucking beautiful. But I don't you don't want butts and seats, what, you don't like money? I'm sorry, Sean. So just take it out of my hand.
The thing about it is this, is that I tried to have this individual, Mr. Smooth, a part of my company, before we canceled Wrestle Wars 3, which was Piper's benefit in Princeton. Jimmy Smooth was supposed to come in and start refereeing for Steve Kane and I. And Steve wasn't really sold on the guy. I don't know that I was either, but I said, hey, I'm willing to give this guy a chance. Now, there was talk even then about him possibly investing in RWF. When that show got canceled, he took his ball and went home and took his money and went and bought Tim Lyle's Powerhouse for more than what I would have paid for it. And at the end of the day, like I said, he didn't get a lot for what he paid. He got a ring. He didn't get the nice belt.
Oh my God.
He didn't get a tape library. You know, there's nothing.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing really significant of value that he paid for other than the ring itself. And then we pay for the rights to Powerhouse Wrestling, but then we're going to change the name from Powerhouse Wrestling to PWX and say that we're not associated in any way with that old regime. But if you go to their Facebook page, they're claiming the over 20-year history of Powerhouse.
Wow.
You can't have it both ways. It don't work that way. And at the end of the day, they are upset that Steve Kane and I and Katie and other hosts of the show and other people that have come on this show have told it the way it is with that organization. Point blank, period. Never lied about it. Never cut any corners. Always shared our expressive viewpoint. To the point where I don't give a shit. The fact of the matter is this. Beast knows what he did. Beast can deny what he did all he want. And all of you people that want to play into that can say, well, there's no proof, he was never charged. Tell that to Vince McMahon. Hold on. Tell that to Vince McMahon, who was just not charged, but has had to step away from his livelihood completely because of the allegations out against him. Look at that and then tell me.
Yeah, and give a big chunk of his livelihood away. See, what was it, $12 million to each or whatever the fuck it was?
$4 million
each. Yeah, so 4, 8, 12. That's four people. Isn't it?
Four people, $12 million, something like that.
That's three.
$3 million apiece, yes. But the point is this. Yeah. Don't tell me, because the son of a bitch hasn't been charged, that he's not guilty. This proves his guilt, if you ask me. And here's why.
Go ahead.
Why will he not face sin? Why will he not have a conversation with Sin? To my knowledge, he won't. Sin could correct me on that next week when we're on Thursday. But there are factors that if you put the little dot. I watched this show with my mother called Cold Justice. It's about two ladies. One's a prosecutor that goes around the country solving cold cases. And in their beginning, they explained how circumstantial evidence works. You can take one number two pencil and snap it in half. But if you've got 50 number two pencils and they're all linked to this one thing, you can't snap that bundle of pencils as easy as what you could want. And that's what we're looking at here with Beast. There has been so many allegations, and there's so many things that he's done that kind of admit guilt, but not fully, not on a scale that everybody'd like to see. But if you put the dots together, if you play connect the dots here, or as Katie and I like to call it, putting the pieces in place in the puzzle, you will see clearly that he is kind of fessed up in many ways.
I like connect the dots because it reminds me of Pee Wee Herman. Connect the dots, la 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 la.
I mean, seriously.
Sorry.
He He pulled this shit with Brian Blade, and anybody can tell me otherwise. I know what happened when I was supposed to work with Aiden English, a.k.a. Matt Raywalt, who I booked for Brian Blade. And Brian Blade came to me to book Matt Raywalt. I didn't go to Brian Blade. I wanted to be a part of that show because of my cerebral palsy. But I didn't go to Brian Blade looking for work. Actually, at that point, Katie will tell you, him and I were pretty much done. Until he came knocking in on my door, begging me to save his ass on that event that he had.
Yeah.
Beast pulled his bullshit with himself and some of his other boys to be able to show up and work that event, and me not. And Beast is still retaliating from that by doing things like this. And look, folks, at the end of the day, that incident happened in 2009. We are now in 2022. I will sidetrack, and I'm going to extend this show a little bit. Katie, you let me know when you got to go. I'm only up in 30 minutes just so we have enough time to talk live without people having to call into the AP. The thing about it is this. I worked for Beast, and I don't want to say that I solely worked for Beast because there were a couple parties involved in this organization that I was a part of that Beast had some say-so in or was booking. Basically what happened is there was a falling out between Tim Lyle, John Kometz, Beast, Pretty Boy Floyd, and maybe one other person, which, when I was booked in the main event on a show in Spring Valley, Illinois in 2008, Tim pulled the powerhouse name and us letting, being able to use him for ring rental. So it became HCWA Midwest. Now, John Kometz, Pretty Boy Floyd, may have had some funds in this. I don't know the full spectrum of what his role was, but I know he had some part. So you had John Kometz, the Beast, Pretty Boy Floyd, a guy out of Iowa that wrestled as Fast Eddie, and then in HCWA is Matt Convoy. And that was about it. And then, you know, later on, Mr. Skip came over from Powerhouse and a couple others. But that promotion was formed because Powerhouse was falling apart. It was really on its last leg then. And I worked for Beast, trained with Beast some. I worked, let's see, they had the show in September. They had the show in November. And then they came back in February. So I worked for them for quite a while. And a lot of people don't know, I was running the website. I was doing a lot of the other things that needed to be done on a day-to-day with that company because Beast had a full-time job. John Kometz was on the road trucking. So I handled a lot for that company. They may have handled things with the wrestlers, but as far as getting the website updated and making sure that everything was out promotional-wise, I handled a lot of that while I lived in Rockford, Illinois, which was quite a little bit of a hike. I'm near the Wisconsin border, and Princeton is, you know, Princeton. The fact of the matter is this. Beast has been alleged to have done this more than with just me, more than my ex-boyfriend that I was with for almost 2 years. More people than just him and I. There's the laundry list. And I am calling here tonight, because I've never done this publicly, but I am calling here tonight. If the Wild Man Beast, if you've ever been on a show with him, traveled with him, been in a locker room with him, what have you, or had personal conversations with him that you have felt have gotten out of line in any way, notify me on Facebook, notify our pages, Wrestling Authority Radio. We want to know about it because I am.
I want to know one thing. I need to know one thing. Inquiring Katie needs to know. Did he do this to girls as well?
No.
Or just boys? So just men?
Boys. Yes.
Oh, I was a high tech, you know. So you don't know what people go to the candy store for these days, you know. Gotta check.
I am calling today because I'm willing to bet a dollar to a donut that there are going to be more people that could come out and talk about this. I think people are afraid of him. I seriously do, and I think that's what pissed him off most is because if you look at his size, somebody like me should be afraid of that man. And guess what?
Yeah.
I was born with a set of balls bigger than fucking Vince McMahon, and I'm here to tell you I don't stand for bullshit.
Yeah, it's just and then I mean if this were me, I mean he wouldn't have eyes. if I were a guy and he grabbed me or anything like that, talked to me a certain way or tried to do anything with me or even asked me to go to a motel room, I'd be like, absolutely not. You know, I mean, I as a woman, and it's sad, women have to do this and now boys have to do it too. We have to, okay, what could happen at this place? You know, what could happen to me if I do this, this, and this? What happens if X meets Y? You know what I mean? Like, we shouldn't have to do that. I mean, it's bad enough women have to do it. Now boys have to do it too. Men and boys, excuse me.
I think that's scary. He was brought over back to WPPF because Big Daddy needed somebody big to work. So I tried to bring him in, and that's where we had a blow up. And I left there for a while, and then I went back in 2012, and Big Daddy decided he was going to bring him back, and I was like, "I'm out. I'm not doing this again." We tried; it didn't work. I'm out. You know. He has not been a successful booker. The fact that Jimmy Smooth has banked on him as the head booker of this company says everything that we need to know. He is literally, and he as in Beast, pronouns there, kid. The Beast is trying to recreate the magic that was HCWA Midwest. And at the end of the day, HCWA Midwest only lasted in the Illinois Valley about 9 to 12 months. By the time that it would have been their one-year anniversary, HCWA had folded and it had become NWA Optimum under the pure and sole guidance of John Kmetz.
Wow, eh?
Because him and Beast just couldn't do it.
I'm sorry. If that were my company, the first time you did anything like that or even laid hands on somebody other than you're supposed to in the ring, you'd be done. I wouldn't care. I understand I'm speaking as a woman, and it's different, and women act differently because men don't want to say anything, because at one point in time, you know, if you said you got raped by a man, you were obviously gay. You must be gay. Why would he come near you if you weren't gay? Oh, now you're gay because a man raped you. You know, that's the things that would go through young men's and older gentlemen's minds, okay, like, and other people. So it's men coming out saying that something happened to them wasn't something that you did until very, very recently. Until the 2000s came out, men didn't say shit. They still don't say shit. You know, men won't go to therapy. Men won't get help. Men won't speak out. You know, like, speaking of sexual assault in sports, there's a lot going on in the Canadian Hockey Association dealing with the Canadian juniors. And what happened was, since the 80s, there's been some sexual assaults, and all the money that they collected for, you know, like your dues and whatnot that you're supposed to pay when you're in hockey, all of them went to the victims, all of it, every single last penny of it, you know? And it's like, are you serious? Now people are saying, oh, do we want our kids playing hockey? I mean, it's bad enough they didn't want the kids playing hockey because of the violence, but now they don't want the kids playing hockey because they might get sexually assaulted.
Correct. Well, bringing this back full circle, it comes down to this. The Wild Man Beast and Jimmy Smooth are scared not only of what Finn could be able to do on bringing his promotion back if he were to, but why would you ban somebody affiliated with me? Now, there is one fan that used to drive to my events from DeKalb, Illinois area, that went to this event. And he's like, well, I wasn't banned. That's because they like you, and they know that if they tell you no, they lose your money. And there are other people that you know around this area that if you put that word out, they're not going to come. But anybody that is tied to me. It has become a running joke, and I do hope that they hear this, to see how many people they can have that know me show up at their next event. I believe it's August the 27th back in Streeter, and see legitimately.
Are they aware that we talk about them? Are they aware that we bust them on every single thing they do? Is Beast aware that he is, I mean, being labeled is one thing, if being true is another? Is he aware that we talk about him like this? Mr. Beast, I really hope you do. I invite you. I invite you to the show.
I tell you right now, Wild Man Peace, Hubert Stenson Jr., that's your real name. Forgot that I knew that, didn't you, buddy? Here's the thing. Anytime you want to come on here and have it out with this little old this little lady that I've had the privilege of knowing for the last 9 years, you have a saying, feed the beast. No, you come on this program, and we're going to feed a Katie with you.
Mm-hmm. Because all he's going to do is basically what they told Dusty Rhodes to do. They give him a mic and say, go.
You know,
and if I'm caffeinated and have a joint in me, oh.
I look at it this way.
Beautiful. I'm
why
minty.
Would
fuck it.
Why would you go out of your way to harm my bookings, to harm anything that I'm trying to do, to harm, to not allow people associated with me into a promotion that you clearly have something to do with,
so,
even though you tried to deny it?
So you're harming yourself and the company as well. Way to go.
Well, let's not forget, because Finn was just made aware of this about their Facebook post that they made while the old man was still alive in retaliation to what the old man and I had said about them. They literally made a Facebook post and went public with it with a picture of me that said, I got AIDS from Steve Kate.
Are you kidding? I don't remember. Whoa. 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 Yeah, Mr. Kane. Yeah, you see what you did. See what you did, Steve? Look what you did.
No, this was before Steve was dead, but, you know, that was a retaliation to that. That says to me that I might be a little bit right about some of the shit that I've said over all of this time that people have looked at and called Sean a pathological liar about.
No.
Why would
hold
they
on a second. I was raised with a pathological liar, my sister. So, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, I can understand and believe things you say, and you don't go back on them. So, and I don't have to make you chase around your words. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you lie, you got to make up another lie to cover that lie, and then the next lie, and then the next lie. No, you don't do that. You don't have to do that. And I mean, sometimes I'm a really good lie detector, and I'm telling you right now, my lie detector radar is not going off. So, Beast, I don't know you. I don't know you. And honestly, I am half glad I don't know you, because half of me wants to beat you and half of me just wants to run. You know, it's just, I'll tie your titties in a twist. I tell you what. Oh, my God, the old man just came out of me. I tell you what. Oh, my.
But the thing about it is this. Why would he have retaliated in that way with that PWX post? Why has he gone above and beyond to try to damage all of my bookings? You know, there's something to what I've been saying all this time, because clearly, if you can read between the lines here, if everybody can take their beer goggles off and read between those lines, you will see that he is admitting his guilt just in his actions. And I've always believed that actions speak louder than words. We are going to take our first song break of the night. When we come back, we've got some even more disturbing news that we are going to have to break to you. And this may create some more heat with me, but at this point, I'm leaving Illinois, so I really don't give a shit who I offend. I am, tonight, Sean the Offender. Just not a sex offender. I'm not on the registry.
Oh, my. And I'm the backup.
That's correct. We will be right back. Enjoy this tune by Boba Flex.
Green Room.
If I can,
but
yes, if I can
I
get it to play.
Room, so. And then I want to talk to you. So find another song that works.
Well, the problem I'm having, and I had this when I started the show, there's something going on with my mouse, and it's not clicking the buttons the way that it should.
You need a new mouse. I live across the street from a dollar store slash
Here we go.
Devils for your own sound. your look in my direction. And keep your lady by your side. I can snap my fingers, turn your glass up in the sand. Exercise your demons with the back of my hand. Shell shock dies and paralyzed, you finally understand that I'm a bad, bad. Glass out in the sand. Exercise your demons with the back of my head, yeah. Shell shock dies and devilized. You finally understand that I'm a bad, bad man.
Have you ever wanted to become a wrestler, a referee, or a manager? Well, then you got to come and join us at Welfare Wrestling. We got some of the best trainers around. They've trained at Northwest Georgia Championship Wrestling, Southwest Florida Championship Wrestling, Alabama Championship Wrestling, and all them other there championship wrestlings. And we charge $10 worth of food stamps at our weekly shows behind Myrtle's Trailer Park. And that's what you get paid, food stamps. That way you can come and wrestle, and then you can go over to Floyd's and buy yourself that T-bone steak for $1.50. So come on down to one of our weekly training sessions, Monday nights, Wednesdays right after church, and Friday nights. Come to the training camp right behind Goober Pyle's gas station, Mayberry RFD. We'll be looking forward to seeing you. Y'all come down now, yeah.
Y'all come down now, you hear?
Yes.
I miss the old man. I tell you what, and yeah, I said it again, but his commercials, I couldn't do them. They're amazing. I love
them. No, we actually, Katie, Sin, and I were in the chat here about a week or two ago, and Sin and I laid one out that the old man would have done, and we were literally sitting here dying, all three of us laughing over what the old man would have created. I don't even remember, sweetheart, but it was going to be hilarious.
Right. I think we were all THC medicated.
Probably.
It happens. Okay. I'm telling all you good boys and good girls who smoke marijuana and drink coffee, do them together. It's interesting.
We are back here on a very special edition of Rampage Rants here on the Evolution Radio Network, live and exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight is Sunday Night Slam, and we've done some slamming here already. But there has been something that has brought to my attention, and even Katie's as of this morning, that I could sit on, but boy, I just can't. I really can't. Well, let's play this to kind of open us up while I pull up the article.
Okay.
Oh,
Magic. Sorry, I love that song. Talk it down before magic. You were
Katie,
I
have sent the link for this in your chat.
Yes.
As a reminder, the following thing that we are talking about, and even with Beast, I'm not going to say this with Beast. Beast does not pertain to this. We know he's guilty. As a reminder, all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Shit.
That does not apply to me with the Beast because I have firsthand information on that. So I was actually one of the people that he tried things with. So he doesn't get to say that he's innocent until proven guilty. I know for a fucking fact the man is guilty. Anyway, continue, Katie, with this new article off of St. Louis Wrestling Community.
Because it takes me to – okay, so just that's the one I click on, the St. Louis Wrestling Community. No, because
yes, the second one, not the first.
Okay, come on, you fuckers. Oh, well, okay. All right. Now that I get to his little – what he said to his family and whatnot. Okay, I remember now. Can I read it?
Yes,
I want to read it.
Yes, you can. Let me preface this. This is being reported to the St. Louis Wrestling Journal, St. Louis Wrestling Community out of the metro area of St. Louis and even down south. This was brought to my attention by our media correspondent, the Mad Conservative Crime Fighter. Now you may read, Katie. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now this, people, get ready. It might have trigger warnings, some people. News that came across this year, the website recently booked current Elite Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion and the winner of the 2022 Dusty Cameron Memorial Rumble, Yoder, was arrested in, McCon County on Tuesday. Charged on two counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of a minor. Arraignment is scheduled for the 2nd of September and is currently on bond in a public statement. Chad Osmond wrote on Facebook, "To my wife, aunt, family, and close friends, I am truly sorry to pull anyone through this mess. I thank you guys so much for being right by my side. To anyone else that doesn't know me so well, I would never even think of doing something like I'm being accused of doing. I will fight this with everything I have, and I will clear my name 100%. I will clear my name." And that's the big letters, the last of it. Yeah. People think that women, if they say they got raped, they must have got raped. And four times out of ten, whatever you really want to schedule it as on the scale from 1 to 10, five times out of ten, girl's lying and just doesn't, has a boyfriend she cheated on or somebody who didn't, if her friends find out that she slept with him, she's going to be called this or that, or they're not going to like her as much as they do now. Women do as much as men do. Okay. And they do for the same reasons. Oh, I didn't do nothing. I was taken advantage of. Yeah. Yeah. You want to ruin somebody's career? That's all you're doing. So unless you have been assaulted and violated in such a way, shut up. Just shut up. Don't get your 15 minutes of fame. Don't get your feather in your cap. Just don't pass go and collect $200. Just come on now. You did something you shouldn't have done, and if somebody found out, friggin' own up to it. Don't be blaming somebody else for your stupid mistakes.
Well, you have to read the second part of that, and then we'll elaborate on this.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to it again. I haven't turned it off my phone. Just got to click my phone because it went black. Okay, in a similar case that we couldn't hear about, the wrestler known as the Maniac, Scott Matthews, is due in court for a status hearing on the 10th of August in London. Oh, you have a London county as well. Cool. We have a London
Logan
county.
Logan County, honey.
I thought it said London. Never mind. I'm supposed to be in London for wrestling right now, but that's the point. He was charged back in September of last year on two counts and has been held on $150,000 bond awaiting trial for 8 months. Ouch. Close friends have called for him to be freed while Matt Scott has maintained his innocence in the case. As a reminder, all suspects are to be presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. We're following both cases and will update as warranted. You do anything. Okay. The next thing has nothing to do with nothing, right? Okay, I want to talk about that too. So I'm going to keep that. Keep that on my screen.
We will get into that momentarily. So the first part and second part of this is, and I'm not. Look, this guy has nothing to do with this, but I have to credit where these two men were trained. They were trained out of the School of Smothers and with Joey Grunch. Maniac Scott Matthews did work for Steve and I's last event. He was actually one of the four men in the match that ended up costing Steve Kane and I our security deposit because they went into business for themselves and did not listen to myself or Steve or even Tyler Bodine, who had a little bit of say-so that night because he had helped us maintain the building. I don't know what to think of that. I'm really kind of dumbfounded. I think that right now friends can support him, but it will – we as a country put faith in a jury or in a judge to decide who is guilty and who is innocent. Now, we know because this has come out a lot – that sometimes people get charged that didn't really do anything. We just had a case here in Illinois in the area that I actually live in with a guy by the name of Chester Weger. He was accused of the Starved Rock murders in Starved Rock State Park in Illinois. And DNA evidence just came back and said that the hair found was not his. The man had spent almost 60 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness. And to DNA, you know, thanks to DNA, he gets out. But, oh, my God, they could have done DNA. You've been able to do it since, like, mid-'80s. Actually, I think the 80s. You've been able to confidently do it, you know. And once you got into the 90s, you know, you could do it as well. So there's no reason why, that's pretty messed up.
Yes, that's why I brought it up, because it kind of plays into this, because, look, we're going to hope that the court systems that these two men are dealing with will figure it out. But I do have to make a statement, and this is not going to make some people happy, but I have to call a spade a spade.
Too bad.
The first thing is Yoder would no longer be the Elite Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. I wouldn't even allow him to make a statement giving up the belt. I don't want him tied to the company right now. That is too much heat. Way too much heat.
For both.
Secondly, he was the winner of the 2022 Dustin Cameron Memorial Rumble, which happened down at Wrestling for a Cure. That's that big benefit. They do a lot of fundraising throughout the year and then do an event towards the end of what they call their season, and all of those funds go to St. Jude. St. Jude would take one look at this guy, even being associated with this, and they pull out. They would not. You would be told by St. Jude at this point, your money is not good enough for us because we don't want that negative publicity.
And that's St. Jude. That's a children's cancer hospital. You know that they don't want your money for research. And also, you got to understand.
Well,
this,
I'm not saying. Hold on, Katie. Let me specify. I'm not saying that's what St. Jude has done, but with these kind of allegations against somebody that was associated with that event could do this.
God.
This is a possibility.
Okay. All right.
And I think you would have to agree.
I agree.
They do not want any kind of publicity like that tied to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital at all. If I were the promoters of Wrestling for a Cure, let this be an omen. I would find a way to publicly apologize to that organization, St. Jude, for not knowing the full scope of things, and just kind of apologize and let them know that if he is indeed charged, he will not be involved in events going forward. And for the time being, until this all settles in court, he won't be a part of any of the events either. That's how you save your ass on that one.
Well, exactly. That's what you have to do.
I have had some words with Timothy Gibbons over the years, who is one of the founding members of that organization. But look, at the end of the day, you have to look.
Yeah.
People think that I'm odd because I do this. I will take, and Katie can tell you this, I don't look at a picture that's right in front of my eyes. I take that picture and I blow it up by about 1,000, and I look at the factors that have affected it in the past, and I look at the factors that might affected in the present, and then I look at the factors that might affect it in the future. And that's how I come up with my decisions. In terms of this, you have to really kind of watch your P's and Q's. Yes. Now, in the other thing, because this is going to bring us full circle here tonight, I want to update everybody. There has been an ongoing problem with Jonathan Gresham, the former Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, and Mr. Tony Khan. Would anybody like to know what that is? Because I'd be glad to give some insight on this.
Yes, please. Yes, please. And I don't know what I can give you, but yes, please.
Mr. Gresham has worked in Illinois a lot. He was a rising star out of 01. He's done some tours over Japan. He's traveled the country. He is a good talent. However, Tony Khan being Tony Khan, did not realize who he was signing to the point where Mr. Gresham was the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion. At the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view we had, which was just a couple weeks ago, Gresham walked in and was told that he was going to be losing the belt to Claudio Castagnoli. And had a legitimate shouting match that led a lot of people to come and try to break it up between Tony Khan and Jonathan Gresham.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Here's why. Gresham had been trying for a while since Mr. Khan signed him to this contract to get a hold of Mr. Khan or somebody in creative to find out what they wanted to do with the Ring of Honor World Champion. They put him on a few darks and dark elevations. They might have thrown him on the Friday Night Show. He didn't really get a lot of prime time with Dynamite.
Right.
And then he comes in and is told that he's going to be dropping the belt to Claudio. They don't really have future plans for him at this point. Like,
Claudio,
this is...
Yeah. Claudio just got there.
Mm-hmm. So we were following a story that said that Mr. Gresham was going to retire from the business. He did the job to Claudio at the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, and he was supposedly done until you tune into Ric Flair's Last Match pay-per-view.
I did not.
In which you see Jonathan Gresham. The problem is this. Mr. Gresham was booked to return to 01 Supreme on August the 20th down in Southern Illinois. He was scheduled to face Mike Bennett. Maria, Mike Bennett, you know, Mike Kanellis, all of that, those names.
Yes, Kanellis. Yep.
Now, Gresham pulled out of 01, decided he wanted back in. When he decided that he was back in, Mike Bennett pulled out.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
we will be following this story because something's up. I don't know if it's Bennett thinks that Gresham has got an attitude and doesn't want to work with him. I don't know what it is, but that's not good. This, as originally advertised, Finn and I were talking about a couple weeks ago. We said this would be a match that we'd actually make the trip to see because this is going to be one that's going to be exciting. But I do not know what they are going to do anymore. I know that Mr. Cornette's opinion of Jonathan Gresham is that he is not as good as he thinks he is. He is good, but not as good as what he thinks he is. And that he shouldn't really have an ego with Tony Khan, because if Tony Khan is paying him a check every week, he kind of screwed that up.
May have. And I mean, I'm going to sit here and I might say something that people aren't going to like. But Sean said it. They didn't tell him what was going on with him. They didn't bring him on any of the shows. They maybe brought him on. It's true. They brought him on like 3 times. That's it. You know, we didn't know anything. We saw him on – he was on Impact for a tiny little bit, and then he switched over to AEW, and they did nothing with him. I'd be frustrated and pissed off too. But I wouldn't have done what he did. I would have said, look, what do you want from me? Tell me what you want from me, because I want more than you're giving me. Yeah, you're paying me, but you're paying me to sit out. I don't want to be sitting out. I want to be fighting, and that's it. And, I mean, Claudio, yeah, you want me to drop the belt? You better make it a good friggin' match. And that's what I would have said. Or make it unsanctioned, whatever happens, happens, because if I win, I win. He wins, he wins. That's what I'd be saying. But that's
right.
Me.
I don't know. I see it both ways, but we're going to keep an eye on this.
Yeah.
We have some other news that we're going to get into in just about 3 minutes, 50 seconds. Going to take you to this one. It's a little bit of a classic. Some dime store hoods tonight.
Oh, wow. Welcome to Go ahead. No, I love you. You play good music. That was great. Because in the background, the guy is singing "Blood in My Eyes." Sounds like Ozzy Osbourne to me.
I'm not sure who that was. But we are back. This is Rampage Rant Sunday Night Slam, and boy, we got some more slamming to do. We are.
I want to read. We're gonna.
Yes, you may start reading that, but before we do that, I want to play this. This is how you feel after reading this.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip some.
The version I like, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Go faster.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
That just sounds faster and easier and nicer, I'm sorry. And I mean, when you first saw it, it was an animated duck. That's the first time I saw it, so yeah. I imagine it's a duck dancing around saying it, but yeah. go for it. What are we talking about first, my son?
The thing that went on in Chicago with the two that have just been released that walked out of WWE, the ones that are charging $30,000 per appearance.
Each.
Yes.
Okay. One of our good friends, John Carabedian, posted this to Facebook, and I'm very glad that he did. Let me put my smoke out because I have no time to smoke while I'm reading this. And let us go. Now, as we all know, Sasha and Naomi left. They relinquished the title, the tag team title belts, and they just left. No reason, no words, just see ya. And, yeah, so let's see what this fan has to say. I've been a big Sasha fan for years. There's legions of instantly creepy fans, so I thought I understood the decision to change for awkward long-distance photos. But how can you justify this? Forget the dad, but was worried that the little girl was going to grope her? The least you could do as a public figure is show your child fans some love. Give them something to admire, someone to admire. You got paid $30,000 for this appearance, then charged $130,000. I thought it was $100,000. You told me it was $100,000 earlier. $130,000. Even Taker didn't charge that much. Taker, Flair was $90,000. Okay, Flair was $90. That's what Bernadette was telling me. Bernadette's used to be one of our regular listeners, like every callers, and she's also on promotions as well. She was telling me it was $100, but she works for the Fan Fest and everything like that, so she gets special privileges. I don't know if she pays half or what, but I didn't pay no $90 to $100. $130 for photos. I think hugging an 8-year-old, bare minimum you could do. This photo proves it's not a security thing. Sasha may really be just that much of an asshole. Hold on, Sean. I hate when you talk. Yeah. And the picture that Sean just showed me now. It's not a pandemic anymore. No, that's how far they're standing. 6 feet away from this poor son of a bitch. For $130, your photo taken with Naomi, Sasha Banks, and John Cena. John Cena's not there. I don't see him. But
no, you get what I'm saying, because you can't see anybody
okay.
Next to them.
Okay, the two girls are standing next to each other in the picture, and that's like imagine that width, and that's how far away they are from the fans. Okay, they're almost, I'd say, 3 feet, 4 feet away from the fan. That's not cool. I'm sorry. I paid you how much, and you got paid how much? And if I were a parent, I'd be, excuse me, come on now. I mean, especially if it were me, I just beat cancer, and you don't want to celebrate with me? That's not cool. You know, like, I have to stuff my bra like a 14-year-old to look normal, okay, folks? It doesn't bother me. It's fine. It's cool. Yes, I'm getting breast reconstructive surgery, but I have to wait. But, I mean, like, that would crush me. I'd be crushed. I'd look at him and say, you know what? I fought a hard battle that no woman wants to fight, and all I wanted to do was celebrate with two women that are my heroes and that I look up to.
Now, look at the picture that one of them took with Danhausen I just sent.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm about to cry just thinking about it, okay, folks? Like, all right, let me see. With Danhausen. She's about a foot and a half away from Dan Housing. I mean, he's not going to touch your hair. Don't worry, honey. Like, it's Sasha, by the way. And it's just like, come on. I mean, if you were working for AEW, is this the way you would treat people? Like, oh, and your hair looks like shit, Sasha. The bottoms are red and they're fading into the green and blue. She hasn't had her hair done in a while. She looks, you cut her head off, she looks like Sasha. Still looks like Sasha Banks, but I don't know. Yeah, I just verbally whooped her ass on that. I went after something very, what's the word I'm looking for? That you shouldn't go after on a person, meaning their looks, and what am I going to say next? She's fat? No. But, no, you don't do that to fans. I'll tell you something. I haven't met many wrestlers, but the best, besides Rosemary, of course. Rosemary went broke kayfabe and hugged me for my birthday the very first time I met her. It was my 41st birthday, I think. Something like that. 41st or 43rd. I can't remember, but yeah. My first time meeting her, and she's like, it's your birthday. Wow, come here. And she hugs me, signs my picture, welcome to the Hive, of course, like she does with everybody else. And I mean, like, happy birthday on there too, right? I love that woman. One time she, you know, she says, what do you want put on here? I said, because as you know about Rosemary, she lives through symbiotes, like a body. She takes over. And I said, just put my bitch, to my bitch. So she put to my symbiote, which is the same thing. I'm her bitch. So, but the nicest person I have ever met that is a celebrity wrestler or otherwise, and you're going to be like, of course, but I haven't met many people yet. Okay, my mother didn't let me go anywhere, and I didn't have anybody to travel with. There's all kinds of reasons why I haven't met anybody. But I got to meet Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and I geeked out. Okay, I've loved him since I was like 7 years old. And I geeked out. I loved him before I even knew, because my cousin used to tell me all about him, especially him and his tag team partner. Help me. Me old man. Youngblood. Jay Youngblood. But see, you ask the old man for help, he provides. But she'd tell me about their matches and his and you know, later on I got to see matches with Flair. I got to see then when he moved into the WWE, got to see all those matches, and I learned to, you know, respect the man. Him and Savage's feud, you know, that was one thing that they were showing on the big screen when I met him. But that's not why I like him. I like him because of the person that he is. You know, like you can see that he appreciates his fans. And I proved it because I lost my mind. I looked right at the man and said, do you know who you are?
Well, anyway, okay. bringing this full circle.
He's classy. He's classy. He hugged me. He actually acknowledged me. And he was very humble. And Sean wants to rant, so I'm going to let him. But, yeah. Pure class. You want to meet somebody cool, really, really nice, that's actually going to listen to you, sign your stuff, and not be there for the money? Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Pure class. Gail Kim.
All right. All right. Yeah. Now, $30,000 paid to each of these young ladies and probably a cut of that merch money, $130 picture. And we don't know if that's per individual or what the deal is. I would be complaining to the people behind C2E2 if I were have this happen to me, and I'd also be complaining all over the internet. This is unacceptable.
Yeah. It's almost like, what, did they Purell afterwards? Here, sanitize me now, please. You know, like, that's what it, I mean, it's not a pandemic anymore. And even Rosemary, during the pandemic, she was doing, like, when they were doing, they did do some fan fest in America, I'm in Canada, in America, and her and the bunny were there together, and yeah, they did side hugs with their faces turned away, and they would put their arm around the fan, and their face would be away from the fan, and they'd take pictures like that. I mean, they did not treat their fans any different. So, I mean, that's what you are as a public figure. I'm not saying that if you get disrespected, you can't defend yourself. Just do it tactfully and wisely. But, yeah, always remember where you are and who you're dealing with. Always.
Absolutely.
That's what I have. I have ADHD. I have to remember where I am at all times. Okay? Oh, God. Why?
I'm going to get better.
No. I don't want no more.
No, why?
It won't stop my damn mouse. My poor mouse has seen better days.
You know what? Go to a dollar store. Go to a dollar store and get a mouse. What do you think mine's from? Across the street, they sell dollar store stuff, and they sell mouses. Excuse me, mices. Is it mices, mices, or mouses? I don't care. Yes, yes, folks. I medicated. Sorry. But
all right, we are back. And that song was played because of what's going on in the land of WWE. Triple H is back in charge, and he's back in charge in a very big, very real way. For anybody that did not watch the Smackdown on Friday night, you missed out.
No, I didn't. Okay, tell me.
I'm going to spoil it. Karrion Kross and Scarlett return.
You told me.
Katie, would you like to say what Karrion Kross called the tribal chief?
Get ready, folks. This is a kid. He called him the tribal queef. For people who don't know what a queef is, it's men fart, women queef, okay? And it's basically, it's a pussy fart. But anyway, he tribal pussy fart.
Tribal queef.
Oh my God, come to Canada. I'll be like, I'll be saying greetings, my tribal queef. When you don't understand, man, I am sick of his gimmick right now. And every time he comes on screen and he looks at the crowd and he goes, acknowledge me, I'm like, no.
You will now acknowledge him with the same acknowledgement you would give one of your quips.
No, the quip is where the queef comes out of.
That is not what South Park taught me.
Oh, I know. Okay. Well, yeah.
But anyway, Triple H.
A quip is a pussy, you ass.
I don't know.
You don't have a vagina. That's why you don't know. Okay,
he's back in a big way, and he is trying to get Johnny Gargano and Sasha and Naomi, although I wouldn't do Sasha and Naomi after this. He's trying to get all of the people that Vince let go that are not currently under contract. He's trying to... from what sources have been saying, trying to get some people out of their current contracts to get them back into the fold with the WWE. And it's like I told Sin last night, I believe that between now and the end of the year is going to be a really trying period for the WWE. Can he get interest back in that product? It ain't going to take too much.
If he can do what he's done with NXT, he can do it with the WWE. Him and Sean, if she's going to keep Sean by his side for this, and maybe a couple others, he will be fine and it will work out fine. The fans are pissed. Yes, they are. And you know what? I wouldn't take Naomi and Sasha back. Sasha, this is the first time she's done it. Last time she did it because she didn't want to work. Who was it she didn't want to work with? Was it Bliss?
It was one of them.
When she got traded, she's like, I'm not working here. And she just left, and she went and did a Star Wars thing for Disney, The Mandalorian, if you guys are geeks like me. She went and did a couple episodes of that, okay, and some other stuff as well. And it's just like, come on, man. You don't do this to your fans. If you're going to do this to your fans, you drop your belt to somebody else, and then you leave. You're not, oh, my God, what are you, five? I'm done. I'm taking my ball and going home. Bye.
See ya.
It sure sounds that way.
Yeah, it's a little girl move. It really is.
So we are wishing him the best. Now what we're going to close with is this, and I want to see if maybe, just maybe,
wow,
some of these have been, well, no, none of those have been really...
That was almost insufferable. I was sitting. I took off my nail polish since you've been on the air, and I'm looking at my nails while it's playing, and I'm just like moving my fingers. Doop 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 boom doop boom boom. Why?
I had to get up and get some cigarettes out of Mom's room. We roll them.
I'm on my phone. I can walk away. You used to be able to walk all over the place with a headset. Why come you don't have one? That's okay.
I have one. I just don't have an extremely long cord for said one. And I won't do the wireless because they can be interfered with. Anyway, the first new pay-per-view event from Jim Crockett Promotions has been produced. It was a part of the StarCast 5 convention and was the first card promoted under the JCP banner since 1988. Now, a lot of people have said what they've wanted to say about this pay-per-view. Let's talk numbers. The event drew about 6,800 fans for a live gate of $448,500, making it the second highest growing North independent wrestling event in modern history behind All In. However, the buy rate on Ric Flair's last match was bigger than it did sell more pay-per-view buys reportedly than All In, which was the first pay-per-view from the Young Bucks before AEW was a thing. So to draw that kind of money and that kind of pay-per-view buys between 20 and 25,000 streaming and then another 4,200 that were bought afterwards, that tells me this was a success. I don't know about anybody else. It might not be the 10,000 people that they wanted, but it's a damn good start.
Okay, go ahead.
Matches on this event are the original planned main event was reported to have been Ric Flair tagging with FTR to take on Ricky Steamboat and the Rock and Roll Express in a six-man tag team match.
And when was that? Because Mr. Ricky Steamboat had the year I met Ricky Steamboat, less than a month after I met him, he went and got his hip surgery done. He told us he was getting hip surgery done when we saw him. So
yeah, that would have...
Really?
That would have probably been the reason. Matt Cardona proposed defending the NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Flair, but was injured and forced to forfeit the title. So, those were your canceled matches on this event. Your actual matches were Ren Narita against Yuya Uemura. That was a good match. The Bunkhouse Battle Royal returned two Jim Crockett promotions, and this was a great one. Mance Warner won the Bunkhouse Battle Royal by eliminating Bully Ray.
Oh, my. Good job.
My problem with this is they decided to let Game Changer Wrestling be a part of this. Mr. Nick Gage and all of his fucking clowns. No. Do not taint the good name of Jim Crockett Promotions by letting that shitbag be associated with it.
Okay, and remind me who the shitbag is again?
Nick Gage was the...
Thank you. Oh, my God, Nick Gage. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Please make it stop. Oh, my God. Stop the ride. I want to get off.
Your opening...
Don't like Nick Gage.
Your opening contest on the event was the Motor City Machine Guns, Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin against the Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards.
Nice.
This may have been a reason that Triple H made a quick phone call to this individual because Killer Cross defeated Davey Boy Smith Jr.
That's pretty slick. Yup. I'm sorry, I'm a big Davey Boy fan, and I know he has a son, and it just my dream is that he's as good as his dad. That's all.
Jonathan Grisham picked up a win in the four-way with Allen Angels, Konsuki Takeshita, or as Jim Cornette calls him, Takeshita, and Nick Wayne.
Takeshita.
Then you had the Four Horsemen. Represented by Brian Pillman Jr.
Pause. Shit. And then, go ahead.
The Four Horsemen, represented by Brian Pillman Jr. Jr. and Brock Anderson with Arn Anderson, defeated Rock and Roll Express members
nice.
Ricky Morton and his son Kerry Morton with Robert Gibson.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that's saying something. Tell you what. Oh, my God, the old man just won't leave me alone tonight. Wow.
Ray Phoenix defeated Bandito, Laredo Kid, and Black Toru by pinfall.
Okay.
We had a culmination of a match that is going to flow over into Impact Wrestling. Josh Alexander could not defeat Jacob Fatu. It ended in a no contest.
Oh, we have a Fatu person now. That's great.
The Briscoes, Jay and Mark, Dem Boys defeated the Von Erichs.
Dem Boys. Ah, sorry. I am a huge fan of the Briscoes. Since ROH, I didn't watch them before if they happened to be televised otherwise. Since ROH, I have loved them. I love them as far as ROH goes. I love them as much as I loved Marty Cross. Marty Scurll. Yeah.
And
they are so damn good.
You had your Impact Knockouts World Title match, Jordynne Grace, Deonna Purrazzo, and Rachel Elring. And then your main event, which, look, a lot of people are saying
okay.
what they will.
Who won? Who won? Who won? Jordynne Grace, Purrazzo, or Elring? Who won?
Jordynne Grace.
Did she win anything?
She's the Impact World Champion, World Knockout Champion.
I've met her. She is a sweetheart, and she is more beautiful than she looks on television. She has eyelashes as long as my arm, I tell you. She's a sweetheart, and she looks amazing now since I've been paying attention to her in her journey. She looks incredible. But, yeah, I love Jordynne Grace. We've had her here, and I reminded her, and she's done so much more since she was here, and she didn't pay me lip service. Like, oh, yeah, I remember. You know, she was... Honestly, I've done a lot of podcasts, and I said, honestly, thank you. And she looked at me as if you could have paid me lip service. I love that woman.
Want to give some shout-outs to the people that were in the Bunkhouse Battle Royal out of this area. Dave Hero's son out of Great Lakes Championship Wrestling, the Fanny Pack Kid, Cal Hero, was a part of the Bunkhouse Battle Royal.
God.
The one called Manders.
Believe. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then it was rumored a former RWF heavyweight champion, the Iron Demon, Shane Mercer, was there as well. Your main event went 27 minutes. Your main event was Ric Flair and Andrade El Idolo against Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett with Karen Jarrett.
Wow.
27 minutes from the old man. I give him praise. It was not Ric Flair. You know, a lot of people said, hey, he's old, he shouldn't do it. I'll tell you why this was done.
Yeah.
Because Ric Flair went to Tony Khan.
I'm like, excuse me, what is this, Dory Funk? Jeez, Louise.
This
Mary
was
and
done
Joseph.
Because not only did Flair have something to prove, but Jim Crockett Promotions and Jeff Jarrett, even though he is an employee of WWE, had something to prove. They have proved that there can be another alternative brand and that there is, supposed to be a, this was done because they did not want this to happen at AEW. They did not want this to happen in the WWE. So, and the guy behind this is married to Ric Flair's daughter. The man behind StarCast. This is the man behind SaveWithConrad.com, Conrad Thompson. So, now, this was a good damn match for what it was. Flair was a bloody mess. A lot of people thought that Flair had a heart attack.
God, that's another reason why the man shouldn't be there. His heart's not good. His ticker's not working properly. Oh, my God. Do you need the money that bad? Jesus.
We will talk about other people that were at this event, including Mick Foley, The Undertaker. A laundry list of who's who. There is a plan for Mick Foley to maybe come out and have one last match after the success of this.
Hey. He's not as decrepit as Flair, is he? I know the man walks with pain. I know he does. But I don't think he is either.
Booker T has confirmed that he was approached by Conrad Thompson to take part in 2023 in Harlem Heat's last match, but it was turned down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's done. I don't know what kind of injuries he's had, but I haven't heard anything about him with pill popping issues or nothing. But, yeah, maybe, you know, there's time to be a family person, you know, whether you're a family man or a family woman. There's time. I understand. I mean, it would depend. It would really, like, if someone were to ask me, I am not a wrestler. I don't claim to be a wrestler, but I'm going to think like a wrestler for a moment. You know, I got to think of all the injuries I have. I have to think of what impact this is going to have on the wrestling community. And what if I look stupid? What if they have to carry me through the whole match? That's why Taker says in his biography, he's like, I didn't want to be carried. I didn't want to be an old man and look like an old man in the ring. You know, like, and that's why I don't understand. Come on, Flair. Like, his last match, he shouldn't have had it. I mean, when Shawn Michaels, you can read it on his lips, I'm sorry. You know, like, what? I'm sorry that you feel that you have to prove yourself. I mean, like, the man should have ended it there. Done. Over. Finished. You know, but now he has. You have nothing to prove, Mr. Flair. All you got to do is strut into a room and you've proved yourself.
Let's talk about what happened last night down at this was actually down in Puerto Rico for Carlos Colon at the WWC.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ric Flair managed Andrade El Idolo against Carlito, and Flair and Carlos Colon traded fists.
Oh, yeah, I saw that you sent that to me. I even showed it to Darren. Darren's like, I know who that is. I know who Colon. We used to talk about Colon a lot when the old man was here. So, yeah, I know who Colon is, and I know his legacy, and I understand the history. But, I mean, him and Flair, well, they're slapping like bitches? What the okay. You know what I'm saying. Slap.
Right.
You don't slap. Boy, girls slap. Him slap, which is the backhand. You know, you can do a backhand fist. I would have backhand fisted. I don't want to look like a bitch. What's that? I mean, what's next? You're going to pull hair? Oh, that, oh my God. Flair, please, stay a fan.
And we have just got some more breaking news. As of August 1st, David Crockett has now the full rights to Jim Crockett Promotions, thanks to Conrad Thompson. But they will be continuing to make a Jim Crockett event a part of StarCast, or at least that is the indication at this time. So that is some good news. Katie, we don't have a lot to talk about in terms of AEW. We know that there are a laundry list of people rumored to be returning. And if I look at this poster, I see CM Punk on the poster.
Can you share? Did he share? Look at what I sent you to. It's funny. But
I will try to
share it with me. It's rated R. We're chat, not the family host chat.
Hold on. I'm trying to get you the all-out pay-per-view.
It's funny. You guys can't see it. I just want him to giggle. I just need to giggle. Need to hear Sean.
Hold on. Trying to get a good fucking copy of this.
Just click it, mother chucker. Oh, my God. But yeah,
I did see that.
Okay. Everything that
about
is going
Viscera?
On right now. Yeah. Everything. Oh, you sent me something else. Okay, let me look. I shall look, darling. Oh, posters.
So All Out.
I gotta click on them.
My anticipation is the following: CM Punk will be back. Daniel Bryanson, if he is cleared. Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Possibly Kyle O'Reilly. There are so many people that could be back for this pay-per-view. They have a little bit of time to set up this pay-per-view. It is Sunday, September 4th in Chicago, live on pay-per-view. I kind of feel like we should have an announcement of some sort coming out maybe this week on what our big storylines are going to be. We do know they are having the tournament final to crown their six-man tag team champions. So I don't know. I know I'm done with Chris Jericho. I know that.
I've had enough, too. I just back people up. Don't be in the front line. Like, it's time, Jericho. I'm sorry. Nobody's carrying you, but you're fat. But I said I wouldn't be a girl and do something like that. But what's going on with you? I mean, you're not even in shape for the tour that you're probably doing right now. Because I remember that that Fozzy's touring with them. So, I mean, it's just, he's got to be a part of everything. Chris Jericho Appreciation Society. You don't need an Appreciation Society. You already have an audience who sings you out to the ring. Come on. Jake, it's, yeah, ego. That's all I got to say. Big ego.
Well, it looks like, it looks like AEW got into the dumpster business. There was a dumpster tag team match taken out of the Attitude Era in 1998 with Mick Foley and Terry Funk and Billy Gunn and Road Dogg Jesse James. They stole that right out of that playbook.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. And then there was Battle of the Belts last night, their one-hour special that has just gone nowhere.
I wasn't feeling any wrestling at all this week. It was two matches, was it not?
Two or three. It was not a big
It wasn't a big thing. I'm not missing anything. But it's like, yeah. This week kicked my ass. I didn't have my anti-nausea, so the week kicked my ass. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
We are gonna
close out here in a second, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we gotta.
The events coming for this weekend, which will be the weekend of the 12th, 13th, and 14th of August. So what we've got here is the 13th. You've got Mid-States Wrestling in Springfield, Missouri. You've got Mid-Missouri Wrestling Alliance in St. Louis, Missouri. You've got New Genesis Wrestling in Mason, Illinois. New Wave Pro Wrestling in Terre Haute, Indiana. Southern Illinois Championship Wrestling on the 13th and 14th. And I think that, yes. And then World League Wrestling in Troy, Missouri at the Wrestling Academy on the 13th. That is your downstate schedule. Now for your bigger schedule. Velo Pro Wrestling will be back on the 11th. There is a huge, huge event coming to Waukesha, Wisconsin on the 13th of August, this very weekend. It's Brew City Wrestling's Welcome to Dudleyville with WWE Hall of Famer Bully Ray.
Yep. I'm sorry. My bedroom is hot.
No, I'm almost done.
Yeah.
Bully Ray Seminar on the 13th. For those that are interested, I would get my ass to that real quick. And that is our list of events for this coming weekend as of right now. If you have an event that you'd like to have promoted on this podcast, please contact us on Wrestling Authority Radio on the Facebook. Katie, tell everybody what time it is.
What time it is? You don't have to go home, but you sure as hell can't stay here. Turn off the lights, take your glasses back to the bar, and get the hell out of here. Much love, folks.
We will see you for your regular scheduled programming on Thursday night for Wrestling Authority Radio. We'll be lining up guests and announcing them tomorrow or Tuesday morning. Look out for that on our Facebook, Wrestling Authority Radio. Good night and happy Sunday. Sunday, everyone.
Sunday. He still thinks this is his monster truck.